Israeli forces arrested three Palestinians, including two brothers, in the town of Al-Bira near Ramallah. The arrests came 2 days after around 30 military jeeps stormed the town following the shooting of a 9-year-old girl in the nearby illegal Israeli settlement of Pesagot. We interviewed the mother of the two arrested brothers, Ala and Majd. She explained to us that the youngest son was still being held in Offa prison for interrogation while Ala had been released.
Yesterday, they arrested my sons, claiming that they suspected them of murdering a girl in an Israeli settlement 2 days ago. Of course, my sons have no relationship with what happened in the settlement. They were with me during the evening of the shooting. They have no affiliation to any party.
We inquired as to how the Israeli army conducted the arrests.
My son Majd was alone in the home. The army stormed through the door without knocking. They trashed the house, furniture, pictures. Everything was piled on the floor. They asked about Ala. Majd told them Ala was working in the Hyundai company. They said they wouldn't leave until Ala was back. When they arrested both of them, I was informed that they had beaten Ala, taking him with a wounded head.
The head of the Palestinian Prisoners Committee stated that the Israeli army didn't seek any evidence or information regarding the issue.
Palestinian preventive security and all the security in Ramallah, yes, and all information in the all security in Ramallah, in Palestinian in Ramallah, no any information about any Palestinian shooting these girls. But Israel coming to Al-Bira city earlier and shutting all the area and considers this area a military area, yes, and speaking to all security in Ramallah, you can sit down and don't making anything. We want to catch many people from Al-Bira city and we do not know any information about any Palestinian doing or shooting these girls in a Biskot settlement.
Acting Chief of the Palestinian Authority Mahmoud Abbas condemned the murder. However, he stated this will not affect the so-called peace talks between the Palestinian Authority and Israel. The family says that the Israeli army have no proof for their claims that their sons are guilty and say that they're only targeted because of the proximity to this settlement. Nell Burden for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.